This is the Fitzy and Whipper with Kate Ritchie podcast.
I'm a huge supporter of this. I want to get onto those people that you know in the office and you think to yourself, look, they're not the best at their job, but gee, they're good to have around
the
building.
Stop looking at me. Can you look at someone else in the office,
in the studio
when you deliver this?
You're always going to be the new kid, sort of the one that doesn't always get it right. You're a 5 out of 10 in terms of completing tasks.
I'm learning. It's but like I'm on my apprenticeship or something.
Kate, you're a 10 out of 10 to have in the studio. Congratulations on your appointment to the breakfast show.
Thank you. It means so much coming.
You're occasionally funny, surprisingly funny. I don't like to even air check live on air. Your stories, sometimes you struggle to get to the point and they go for a little bit long.
Stay out of it, Fitz.
And that's why you're a 5 out of 10. But you're a great bird.
Can we do this story?
Girl.
Because I loved it when I read it. Because I think it's real. It's for real in the workplace.
I think it's a healthy thing. It's called a personality hire. It's when you've got somebody at work and really they've just been hired more because they fit the role and they fit the team. They fit the culture at your workplace over them being the best person for the job in terms of completing the task.
Well, it can be. It doesn't have to be for everyone as well. It could be for you personally. I've had some shocking jobs over the years, but I love those jobs because I met some of my best friends there and you'd make each other laugh every day.
Well, that's the thing.
So it's about morale.
It is, because if everybody's happy to come to work and you've got kind of like these people become the glue that keeps it all together and they become the power that makes the team work. So if the whole team is working, but that person who's maybe the personality hire is crucial to the energy in the room, then they're just as important as the person that's the best at the task.
I agree. What actually makes you the best person for the job, maybe it is the personality hire. Do you know you're the personality hire? Do you know, like, if you think about you and your job now, is it something that's common knowledge? Like, is it chatted about? Like, even in this team, do people, like, who is the personality hire?
And the worst... on the other side of that, right, when you flip the coin, the worst is when the personality, the person that keeps the morale up in the whole team, when they leave a company, that's like somebody breaking your heart.
Ripping the heart out of the team.
Yeah. I remember when I got traded from the Sydney Swans, remember Sydney Swans players ringing me, crying their eyes out, going, oh, my God, what are we going to do?
Well,
like, I remember Tony Lockett and Paul Kelly ringing me, going, we cannot go into training today.
How can we do it without you?
Yeah, they seem to go on and have really great careers. So they got over that, Fitz, which is surprising.
No, I haven't heard from players since.
Mandy and Mascot, welcome to the show. Are you a personality hire, are you, Mandy?
The person with the personality at work is me. I am the personality at work.
Oh, Mandy. I mean, it's not riddle time, but anyway.
Mandy. It's not riddle time, but when I've been off for a couple of days last week, and they said you could hear the pin drop at work, so everybody had to work because I want ear.
Now, Mandy, if we didn't know who you are, we'd probably hang up on you, but we do. We have a great relationship with you, and you know what? You bring great morale. When we have to finish off the week with this ridiculous segment called Riddle Time, you bring everybody up because everyone's so down by the end of it, and we know what your personality is like. So you're allowed to brag as much as you want because, I mean, I understand you're hopeless at your job, but, geez, you're just great to have around, Mandy.
Oh, Mandy.
Do you know, you spend one third of your life at work, so why be miserable? You've got to have a laugh. You've got to bring the morale up, I say. There's a kid at work. Well, he's actually my boss, called Jared Watchman, and I always tell him that I'm getting him ready for life outside.
Yeah. And you know what? He will look back. I understood. I'll go with this one. He will look back and think, you know what? That woman in the office or whatever she taught
whatever
me.
Whatever her name was.
The one I couldn't understand a word she said. Gee, she made me laugh.
He will remember me.
I mean, it's a...
I don't know what I'd rather be, though. Do you want to be the person remembered for the, you know, the you brought it home and you ticked boxes and you got it? No, but
I wonder if
you want to be the fun person.
You know how there's recruiting companies around, right? And I know for certain skill sets and certain industries, why don't they have a recruiting company of just good people?
Yeah, like legends hire.
Like, you know what? They're not very good at their job. I know. You're looking for a legal assistant at your firm. That's fine. But this guy, he's a laugh a minute.
You know, Fitz, I quite like this where you don't actually have a resume. You're just a person on hire. So it doesn't matter what industry. You don't even know which industry you're going into.
A
doctor.
Yeah. I don't think you could do it in the medical profession.
And your job interview aren't those crap questions.
No.
Tell us a situation where you were really struggling and how you got out of
What's
it.
Your weakness?
You've just got to do a tight five.
Yeah.
You've got to do a tight five, your best jokes, make everyone laugh and you're in.
Everyone's going to gather at the pub, see how you go. It's this Friday. Kate Ritchie.
Yeah?
You are definitely a personality hire.
I'm both, mate. On both.
What would you say your radio strength is?
Keeping you boys in line.
That's what I mean.
Fitz in Whipper with Kate Ritchie is a Nova podcast. For more great shows like this, download the Nova Player via the App Store or Google Play. The Nova Player.